Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are back in studio with us this week. Hello guys, how are you?
Hi Trina.
Hey Trina, how are you? Great to see you.
We're going to take a look at Rome today. Of course, the rugby coming up.
That's right. Everybody's heading off on Saturday.
Let's hope there's a better result than the French game anyway, lads.
I know. The French are beautiful looking. I was admiring them all.
Yeah, I know. Sure, you'd hardly, you wouldn't be too upset about them winning at all, Trina, would you?
Right. I'm not either.
Yeah, well, anyway, Rome is, I suppose, one of my favourite places in the whole world. And, you know, any opportunity at all to go there is amazing. I mean, it has probably the best food in the world. Trastevere, the whole it's a massive restaurant area, which is amazing. So many top things to do, Sarah.
No matter how many times you go, you just still get the wow factor, I think. But for people heading over for the rugby, I suppose your time might be limited. So it's a couple of things I'd suggest you do. Firstly, if there's a gang of you, there's a really good golf cart tour. You can have up to 8 people on it, so it'd be really good fun. They're very personalised. You could book a private one, stop for a couple of beers if you wanted to. I mean, it's supposed to be stopping for coffee or a gelato, but I'm sure you could tailor make it to suit you. Really lovely Irish guy, Sean, who runs it from Angel Tours, set up the golf cart tour actually for his mother, who was couldn't get around Rome and he was trying to help. A really lovely story, lovely guy. But it's really great thing to do. If you're going as a couple, I'd suggest the Vespa tour. That's really, really cool. So one person sits on the back of the Vespa and another guy sits on the sidecar.
Okay.
And you drive around it.
Do you need to have a special license for that?
No, because there's someone else driving it basically, and you get an earpiece, so they're explaining where you are. It's a 3-hour tour and you really see a lot of the highlights, so it's fully guided, but one person is on the back and one is in the sidecar. But it's just really cool thing.
Oh, sorry, you're not driving it yourself.
No,
you've got a
I
tour.
Think there probably is, there may be Vespa tours you can drive yourself, but this one is the one I did, and I have to say it was just brilliant. Great if there's 2, awkward if there's 3, because you know there's a sidecar, but it's really, really cool.
Now, a few places I wanted to mention, right, over the years that I discovered, and people may not have heard of them, and I have to say, right, I was delighted. I got tips from these from a friend of mine who lived in Rome. Just a few of them. Bar Del Fico, it's one of the coolest bars in Rome. It was born exactly a century ago and it has the most amazing piazza there. But you get, they have these kind of mastercrafts, and they forged this thing called the Figulus, and that's the kind of pots from which the square takes its name. But it has amazing cocktails, amazing food. It has one of those stylish bars like you'd see in the Dolce Vita or something, the movie. Rome is great for, you know, terraces, and people love to go to terraces and have their like aperitivos. There's a hidden gem in Piazza Navona. It's called Terrazza Borromini, La Grande Bellezza. And it's absolutely, now I'm going to put all these up on my website, right, so people can actually see them. I know the Italian is hard to kind of understand sometimes, but there's another great place as well, right, called Felice Testaccio. It's a market. It's one of the inner city's oldest neighbourhoods. It's been completely transformed, Trina, to a food hall. Incredible vibe. And it's at the heart of that Testaccio, which is like an artificial hill. And they made it by old pieces of broken Roman jars, right? So really something cool and different. And like something that I really love to do. The Pantheon, by the way, don't go to Rome without going to the Pantheon. It's absolutely incredible. Beside it, you have a hotel, the Albergo del Senato. Go up to the rooftop bar. You get the most amazing view. Have a Campari soda there. Fabulous. So really, really
lovely.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they were just a few places I wanted to mention. One other thing, there's an archaeological park that I wanted to mention as well, right? It's called Parco Appia Antica.it. And if you go there, it's something people don't know about. It's an archaeological park. You'll be amazed. I won't even tell people what they're going to see there. Everyone should go there as well. This is, I suppose, different things that people may not have heard about before. But, like, you know, do the Colosseum and all the other stuff as well. Yeah. But these are things that I discovered through local people there. Amazing.
Now, obviously, you have to do things like the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah. There's actually, funny, there's a great restaurant right beside the Trevi Fountain, as you know, can be mobbed during the day. But there's a really cool restaurant called Il Chianti. And everyone I've told to go there has loved it. And it's just around the corner from the Trevi Fountain. So it's a really cool thing if you want to do at night. Book the restaurant and literally pop around, and it's usually fairly empty. So it's a good time to see it. And likewise, I mean, you have to do the Colosseum. I say if you get the tickets that include the Colosseum and the Roman Forum, they usually usually last for 24 hours. You could do one day and the other the next day. The Vatican is kind of a different kettle of fish, really, insofar as if you want to see the Sistine Chapel, you have to go through all the art galleries to get there. So you really need kind of, now it's, I mean, obviously incredible, but you really need kind of 3 hours, I'd say, if you want to do it properly. And that's kind of at a minimum. And then you're going to want to go into St. Peter's Basilica, which is mind-blowing. So I think you either kind of make that call. Are you going to spend that amount of time? If not, I'd say at least go to St. Peter's Basilica because it is stunning.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, you were just saying the Trevi Fountain, as you know, is reopened after the big renovation, right? They spent a fortune on it, like something like €400,000 cleaning it and making it look beautiful again. Last year was a jubilee year in Rome, so like there was millions of people went there for that. This year it's going to be more relaxed, so because it was, they limited it to 400 last year, but some people were put off about the Trevi, but it's really well managed now as well. It looks fabulous after the renovation.
Okay. Yeah. Is it still a kind of a dodgy enough place? Because I remember myself and Mick went there, our very first breakaway as a couple. We went to Rome, and I remember everyone saying, "Oh, the Trevi Fountain, the pickpockets, and all the rest around there."
Again, look, you know, I mean, it's like you know, when you go to Barcelona, you know, the Ramblas, people are, you're told the same thing. In Rome, I mean, you know, you have to be careful as well.
The one thing is the taxis, though. It's the worst place for taxi scams I've ever encountered. And I knew about them before I went, and I still got scammed. It's unbelievable.
In what way? What happened?
They just always overcharge you. And one of the things, the really common thing with the Vatican, they drop you at St. Peter's Basilica. They don't drop you where the tours start, which is about 20 minutes walk away. So I remember going, no, we have to go here. This is exactly where we're meeting the tour guide. It starts at 10 a.m. We have to be there. Yeah, I'm bringing you here. I'm like, are you sure? I don't think this is it. No, this is it. We get out, still scammed. And like, I must have said it to him 10 times. They deliberately do it because it's easier for them to pick up a return fare there.
Yeah.
So like, they're just, the taxis are the one thing I'd say maybe use the metro if you can.
I mean, look, you know, when you book it with the travel agent, like I did, the last packages I went with, I think it was Click and Go, but they got a hotel for me right in the centre, because the taxi thing, I said, I don't want to be near a taxi, and don't, if you can, pay a few bob extra because it'll drive you insane. I mean, the traffic in Rome can be 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, three lanes becomes four lanes. Like,
I've never seen so many smart cars in all my life.
Yeah.
The cars are tiny,
the
aren't they?
The drivers aren't that smart, though. Italy has the highest cost of insurance in the world for car insurance, apparently, and I wonder why that is.
Do you know where we stayed? We stayed really close to the Vatican. Now, I'm trying to remember, it was such a long time ago, but I think it was like a strip going up towards the Vatican, and the hotel room, when I say it was like a prison cell, I think it used to be a convent. So there was literally a bed that you couldn't even lie on because it was so uncomfortable, and there was a wooden chair against the wall. You can imagine, like,
that
prison,
like you were on a pilgrimage, Trina.
I think maybe I was. I didn't realise.
But you know, a lot of people go and stay in the Irish College in Rome as well, which is very popular, and you know, it's really nice accommodation, and that's always worth checking out. From Rome, there's lots of lovely trips you can go. You can go to Frascati, which is just an hour away. I know, called after the wine, the region. That was called after the Italian place. But beautiful wines. There's lovely things here. Castle Gandolfo, of course, the summer palace and summer residence. Take a trip out to Antica as well. Beautiful. Or if you want to see where Fellini did all his mad movies, go to Ur, the real sort of business district, which is very interesting as well. But I mean, you know, the restaurants, Sarah, like in Trastevere, there's some restaurants there that you go to, and the food is phenomenal. Like, if you like carbonara, for example, right, they do the real food there. I mean, you know cheap and cheerful. You know, the prices are fantastic. You know, the pepe, cacio al pepe, you know, the special Roman dish, little cheese and pepper. Again, fabulous. And they do the big, huge rigatoni pasta as well. Mm. So just for, I mean, as a foodie destination, it's absolutely brilliant. The one there I was going to say to you as well, probably the best Roman cuisine, Felice, I was saying to you there, Felice Testaccio earlier. I'll put that up as well. I'll put two restaurants up. One is cheap and cheerful, but you'll get the best carbonara ever. The other one, very fancy, but really nice. 2 weeks waiting list to get into, but for a reason.
But you can't go wrong in that Trastevere, that area. It's such a buzz. I think it translates to beyond the Tiber or something. It's just this whole area over the bridge, over the river. It's like, I suppose you see it in a lot of cities now, these kind of originally run down kind of areas that have all been rejuvenated are now the cool places to go. So that's definitely there. And the Jewish Quarter is another one. There's loads of cool restaurants there. Like, it's really hard to get bad food in Italy, to be fair. Lots of good.
Great.
Good
And now all the airlines pretty much fly there, don't they?
Oh yeah, loads of flights from all over Ireland. You have Ryanair, Aer Lingus, of course. So yeah, you've loads of options. I mean, a couple of flights a day. Amazing churches in Rome as well. You know, just to say quickly to people, I mean, people love to go and see some churches. There's a beautiful one near the Colosseum, San Clemente. It's a perfect example, I suppose, of how history still exists in layers in the churches in Rome. The 12th century church that's there, probably the most beautiful mosaics you'll see. It sits on top of a 4th century church, and that sits on top of a Mithraic temple. You know, they built them on top of each other, but the mosaics are stunning there. San Clemente, Via Labicchiana. So have a look at that.
Ed Finn Travels, Sarah Slattery, the travel expert. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks a million.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.